Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, our question today comes from Andrew. It is a reasonably common one that we get to ask Pastor John. What do you believe about free will? If we are just slaves to our desires, which are beyond our control, then is not life in some sense automated and the glory we ascribe to God less meaningful?
Well, the Bible teaches that we are dead in trespasses and sins since the fall. That was Ephesians 2:5. It says that the mind of the flesh does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. And so clearly he's dividing the world into two groups, those who are in the flesh and those who have the Spirit. And he says that those who are in the flesh, that is everybody apart from the new birth, cannot please God. That's Romans 8, 7 and 8. And then it says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2 that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness to him. Now, the only question left after a group of texts like that is whether or not that inability, that can't, is blameworthy or not, whether it gets us off the hook or puts us deeper on the hook. And I think the Bible is pretty clear that the corruption of our own hearts being so profound that it incapacitates us to do good intensifies our guilt rather than relieving our guilt. My inability to do good apart from the Holy Spirit is not an exonerating inability. It is an inability that is rooted square in my rebellion, and my rebellion is so great and so strong that I cannot see Christ as beautiful. I cannot hear the gospel as beautiful. Rather, it's a stumbling block or foolishness, and until I'm called or awakened or born again, I cannot see it as beautiful. And that cannot see is a culpable blindness. It's a culpable deafness. Now, with regard to the second half of the question, so what I believe about free will is that I am free to do whatever I please, and what I please is to sin, and therefore I'm going to be damned by my free will. I've got to be rescued from the bondage of my free will in order to see God for who he is and hear God for who he is. Now, does that make me an automaton and does it diminish the glory of God? No, I don't think so, because what God does is to come to me and he frees me from the bondage of my blindness, and he frees me from the bondage of my deafness, and he frees me from the bondage of my hardness, so that finally I become rational and can act as a truly free human being. Paul says, Galatians 5:1, for freedom Christ has set you free. Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So true freedom is being set free from the bondage where what we wanted to do destroyed us. Now what we want to do is God's will. And in that freedom, we act rationally according to what really exists. And thus, God gets great glory, both for the liberation that he performed on our behalf and for the praises that we now bring him, not as people who are enslaved to sin, but as free people who are seeing the world for what it really is. God gets glory for being praised, for being seen for who he really is. We couldn't see him for who he really is because we hated it so much, and now we do see it for who he really is, and therefore our praises are rational and clear and good, and he gets maximum glory for our obedience and our faith and our praise. So I don't believe in free will if you define it man's ultimate self-determination. I believe in free will as you can do whatever you please. Before you're born again, what you please is self-destructive and sinful. after you're born again, what you please is the will of God. And so in both cases, you have free will in that definition. But most people who are sophisticated and theological and philosophically oriented, what they mean by free will over against what I believe is man's ultimate self-determination. And I don't think there is any such thing, especially since the fall, when our self-determination is always in bondage to sin and therefore self-destructive.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.